We occupied various defense positions for over 2 months. Like animals, we lived in holes, barns, and as best we could. The weather was cold and wet. In spite of the adverse conditions, we held the ground we had fought so hard to capture. The citizens of Holland at that time did not share your aversion to bloodshed when the blood being shed was that of the German occupiers of your city. How soon we forget. History has proven more than once that Holland could again be conquered if your neighbor, the Germans, are having a dull weekend and the golf links are crowded. Please don't allow your country to be swallowed up by Liechtenstein or the Vatican, as I don't plan to return. As of now, you are on your own. Sergeant Joe Toya describes his experiences. After being hit, my fourth Purple Heart, at Bastogne, I went through a series of operations, the main operation being the amputation of my right leg above the knee. Then later I had two more operations. These were to remove shrapnel from my upper chest cavity. To remove them, the surgeon went in through my back. I was married December 15, 1945, while still in the hospital at Atlantic City. I was discharged from the Army February 8, 1946. He was given an 80% disability. Before the war, he had been a molder in a foundry, but with a wooden leg, he couldn't do the work. He found employment in a textile mill in Reading, Pennsylvania, then worked 20 years for Bethlehem Steel as a bit grinder. He has three sons and a daughter. I used to take the boys hunting, fishing, but I never carried a gun. I was worried about tripping. This artificial leg, if something stops it, you're gone, you know. So I never carried a gun. But I took them out deer hunting and fishing. Every year I went camping in Canada with them. There have been big improvements in artificial legs since 1946. Toya feels the doctors at the VA hospital have treated him well and kept him up to date with the latest equipment. He does have one complaint. He wants two legs, one slightly larger where it joins the stump. But because the doctors say one is enough, I don't dare gain or lose any weight, else the darn thing won't fit. Sergeant Bill Guarniere also lost his leg above the knee in Bastogne. After discharge in the summer of 1945, he was given an 80% disability. He married, had a child, and went to work as a printer, salesman, VA clerk, and carpenter, all with an artificial leg. There were some mix-ups in his records, which cost him money and led to much dispute with the VA. In 1967, he finally got full disability and was able to retire.